China EV insurance registrations for week ending November 5th, NIO 4,200, XPeng 4,700, Li Auto 8,600, Tesla 14,000. By CNEV Post. Insurance registrations for major electric vehicle makers in China mostly slipped last week, as deliveries are typically slow at the start of the month. Li Auto continued to top the sales charts for China's new car brands with weekly sales of 8,600 units for the week of October 30 to November 5, the company said today on Weibo. As before, Li Auto didn't explain the basis for calculating the weekly sales, but apparently, they were insurance registrations. The company suspended sharing that data in May, but has since resumed sharing it. Li Auto's insurance registrations were down 14% last week from 10,000 the week before. In China, car makers typically have slow deliveries at the beginning of the month, while deliveries in the last week or two are usually higher than at the beginning of the month. Li Auto delivered 40,422 vehicles in October, surpassing the 40,000 mark for the first time and seeing record monthly deliveries for the seventh consecutive time. After achieving combined monthly deliveries of more than 40,000 for its three current models, Li Auto will be challenging for a higher target of 50,000 vehicles per month, Li Xiong, the company's founder, chairman and CEO, said in an October 31 Weibo post. Li Auto's three models currently on sale are the Li L7, Li L8, and Li L9, all of which are extended-range electric vehicles, essentially plug-in hybrids. NIO was at 4,200 units last week, down 8.7% from 4,600 units the week before. All eight of the company's models currently on sale are battery electric vehicles. NIO delivered 16,074 vehicles in October, up 59.8% year-on-year and up 2.77% from September. The delivery volume included 11,086 electric SUVs and 4,988 electric sedans. It currently sells the ES8, ES7, ES6, EC7, EC6, ET7, ET5, and ET5 Touring, of which the first five are SUVs and the last three are sedans. In the January to October period, NIO delivered 126,067 vehicles, up 36.3% year-on-year. NIO unveiled its organizational and business optimization plan on November 3 for all employees, which includes cutting around 10% of positions, consolidating duplicate departments and roles, and improving efficiency. XPeng was at 4,700 units last week, down 18.97% from 5,800 units the week before. XPeng saw insurance registrations of 4,700 vehicles last week, down 18.97% from 5,800 the week before. XPeng delivered a record 20,002 vehicles in October, the first time it has surpassed the 20,000 mark. This is a year-on-year increase of 292.12% and a 30.65% increase from September, marking the ninth sequential increase. XPeng's new SUV, the G6, delivered 8,741 units in October, up 7.49% from September. XPeng launched the 2024 G9 on September 19 and made the starting price significantly lower. On September 25, it launched the 2024 XPeng P5, which eliminated the LiDAR option. On November 6, XPeng released new variants of its flagship sedan, the P7i, with lower-cost lithium iron phosphate battery packs, lowering the starting price by 26,000 Chinese yuan. XPeng will officially unveil its first MPV model, the X9, at the Guangzhou Auto Show later this month. Tesla was one of the few to see a week-over-week increase in insurance registrations in China last week at 14,000 units, up 29.63% from 10,800 units the week before. The U.S. electric vehicle maker sold 72,115 China-made vehicles in October, up 0.57% from 71,704 a year earlier, but down 2.64% from 74,073 in September, data released by the China Passenger Car Association on November 2 showed. Tesla has a factory in Shanghai that produces the Model 3 sedan and Model Y crossover. Breakdown sales figures for the two models are not yet available. Multiple Tesla salespeople said in their WeChat statuses yesterday that Model Y prices are about to go up in China, saying it's a continuation of the 14,000 Chinese yuan price hike for the Model E performance. Local media outlet Jamian cited Tesla's response today, saying that the company does plan to adjust the prices of other versions of the Model Y after the Model Y performance's price hike on October 27. BYD was at 46,700 units last week, down 9.85% from 51,800 units in the previous week. BYD sold 301,833 new energy vehicles in October, the first time it has surpassed the 300,000-unit mark in the sixth consecutive record month. This represents a year-on-year increase of 38.57%, up 5% from September and the ninth sequential increase. BYD's premium brand Denza was at 2,000 units last week, down 4.76% from 2,100 units in the previous week. Netta was at 2,200 units last week, down 12% from 2,500 in the previous week. Zeekr was at 4,000 units last week, up 73.91% from 2,300 the week before, and was another besides Tesla to see week-over-week growth. Leapmotor was at 4,300 last week, up 7.5% from 4,000 the week before, and was also one of the ones to see growth.